Children play on swings at the Za'atari refugee camp in northern Jordan. This is home to about 25,000 Syrian school-aged children. They fled the ongoing conflict in Syria. Not surprisingly, their education has been badly disrupted. The visit of Malala Yousafzai to Za'atari was inspirational for one 16-year-old Syrian girl, Mozun Melihan, who fled the fighting in her hometown of Deraa 1 year ago.
Malala's visit is very important to me because she's a girl who faced a lot of difficulties at an early age in her society. So she is interested in education because education is the most important thing. When she takes care of education, it is like she is taking care of all aspects of life.
During her visit, Malala announced that the fund that carries her name will partner with a children's charity to educate young Syrians. She says more needs to be done to help the youth.
They say, like, we want to get education because we want bright futures and all have a dream. Some wants to become a doctor, some wants to become engineers, and some wants to become journalists. So it's very good to see them and to have a conversation with them. But there are still so many girls and so many children who cannot go to school. And I think that the whole community, outside international community, should help these children.
There are currently three main schools in the camp, which can accommodate a total of 15,000 students. Malala's visit is a boost for getting children into the classroom, according to Toby Fricker from the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF.
Having Malala here is really key to highlight the issues that we have here and the fact that it's urgent and that we need to act now and that we need to offer as many opportunities as we can for children to access formal schools, to access informal education, and to get the support, the psychosocial support that they need now before they become adults.
Outside the camp, 80 Jordanian schools hold classes for Syrian children in the afternoons. But a quarter of the nearly 140,000 Syrian school-aged children across Jordan are still unable to attend classes, prompting fears that they'll become what the UN has called the lost generation. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.